This week, more than 40 Alaskans are traveling to China to talk trade. From seafood companies to the Gasline Corporation and even a brewery, the group is hoping to spotlight shared interests between China and Alaska. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rasha McChesney has more.
At the 49th State Brew Pub in downtown Anchorage on Tuesday, about 30 people gather in a private room to talk international trade. They're here to discuss how they're going to woo Alaska's largest trading partner into developing deeper ties with the state. Representatives from more than 20 businesses, along with state officials and politicians, will travel to China this upcoming weekend. They'll peddle everything from baby food to seafood to tourism to Chinese consumers. And they'll also bring beer. David McCarthy co-owns Denali Visions 3000. That's the corporation that owns the 49th State Brewing Company. He's hoping to expand the brewery's reach and get Alaska beers into Chinese hands. And this is where Walker's trade delegation comes in.
So when we had a meeting the other day in the governor's office with the entire group, there's seafood companies that are going there presenting seafood. And we said, oh, can we match up our beer? But how do we get it there? And so they've been working hand in hand actually to get our beer over to China to have there available for people to try as part of these events over there. So obviously we're extremely excited about it.
This isn't all just food and travel. Two potentially major infrastructure projects are also hoping to find access to oil and gas markets in China. One is the state's Gasline Development Corporation, and the other is the A2A Railway Development Corporation. They're trying to link Canada and Alaska by rail. Then they could bring Canadian oil sands and potentially minerals from the Yukon to ports in Alaska, then ship them to Asia. Peter Wallace handles public affairs for the Railway Corporation.
From the point of view of Asian business community, this is a great opportunity to achieve access to raw materials out of the north of Canada and Alaska.
The delegation will travel throughout China for the 10-day trip with stops in Shanghai, Beijing, and Chengdu. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, with help from Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage, I'm Rasha McChesney.